All right, take your Bibles. We're going to talk tonight a little bit about the things of God, the Word of God, and figuring out what works in your Christian walk. I want to read first from 1 Thessalonians 2. It's one of my favorite verses, and there's a lot involved in it. It says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe." I want to look at things that work effectually in the Christian life. I mentioned, I think, the other day being around a lot of programs and things, civic programs. Some of them work and a lot of them don't. And the key is to find things that are effective, things that will actually work. There's a lot of things that will make us feel good about ourselves. You can go to church every Sunday. You sing in the choir, teach Sunday school. You can do all those things and still in your heart not be right with God and not really allowing God to do something with you to make you effective. Effectually mean that it produces something. Effectual, the Webster defines it as producing an effect or the effect desired or intended, or having adequate power or force to produce the effect. Now, we know from the Word of God, it talks about the gospel as being the power of God unto salvation. So the power, the gospel produces some things. The gospel not only produces salvation, but it should produce in a Christian everything that accompanies salvation. Your Christian walk should be effectual because of the power of Jesus Christ that indwells you. When you got saved, you're indwelt with the Holy Spirit of God, the mystery of godliness, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And that indwelling Christ should guide you and direct you in whatever you do, every path that you take. The Bible says about that path that you take, said, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And we just read here where it's the word of God that effectually worketh in us. That word of God will work for you if you believe it. But you have to be willing to do something for God. You've got to be willing for that power of God to be fulfilled in something that you set your heart to do for God. Jeremiah Gabbard preached a message one night about God's will being the same for everyone, but his plan is different for each individual. And that's true. And you've got to figure out what God's plan is for you. He says to neglect not the gift that is in thee. So you got to figure out what God has planned for your life, and whom God calls, he also qualifies. A fellow said he don't call the qualified, he qualifies the call. And if you allow yourself to be used by God, then it's that Word of God, and through the gospel, that you'll have power to accomplish whatever God wants to accomplish. Not what maybe perhaps what you want to accomplish in your life, but what God wants to accomplish in you. Having a little trouble tonight from my cancer surgery. Sometimes my glands swell here, and it's hard to articulate words from the 16 missing lymph nodes that supposed to be along here somewhere. So bear with me. If I get too tangled up, I'll just do part of the auctioneer song, and that should straighten all that back up. Anyway, what we do, we want to be effective in what we do. We want to do something for God that really works, accomplishes something. We can't just as a church do things that make us feel warm and fuzzy. Well, we're doing this. We've got this and that going on, but our souls being won to Christ? Are Christians growing? Are you growing in the grace and knowledge of the Savior? I talked to Jeremiah the other night about a verse. I think it's in 1 Timothy 4. 1 Timothy 4 about looking after the doctrine. 1 Timothy maybe 4:16. It says, take heed to the doctrine. And then it says to continue in it. And we want to understand the Bible as God wrote it. What He wants to, not what we think it ought to say or should have said or would have said, or what I would have said or should have said or didn't say. But it's the Word of God that is effectual. In fact, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Wow. That's a Word of God. And I always see that verse and equate it to that spiritual operation of God that takes place when you got saved. That God cut on you with a spiritual knife and cut that body of flesh loose from the soul and spirit. That spirit was quickened. Jesus Christ called a quickening spirit. He quickened that dead spirit. And that now spirit that is now alive, intertwined now with the human spirit. You have the Spirit of God in you. And that's power. You have the gospel. You know the gospel. You know things that will help you accomplish what God wants to accomplish in you. And I have to keep reminding myself it's not what I want to accomplish. Because I'll figure out something stupid or wrong to do. But God, if I allow God to accomplish something through me, if I'm yielded to Him, then that will be effectual for the service of God. I think many times, we have trouble, especially as Bible believers, dealing with the fact that so many denominations are not sound with their doctrine. That's just Bible truth as it applies to the body of Christ and according to what God says it is. Not my doctrine, not somebody else, but the doctrine of Christ and what God says about it. But we have a tendency to many times think that those folks and perhaps other denominations are somewhat less saved than we are. No, if they're saved, they're saved. They're saved. And we kind of avoid a lot of that interdenominational stuff, and I understand that because we want to let what we know as Bible truth be paramount in our lives and what our church stands for and represents. If that's why he said, take heed to the doctrine and continue in the doctrine. But those folks are still born again. The only thing that you might have over them is how you individually are living your life. I mean, we don't have it over them because we're Baptist. We don't have it over them because of anything. All we have is an individual relationship with Jesus Christ that we hope is according to what He wants it to be. We don't mess with the Word. We tremble at the Word of God. We don't change it, rearrange it, or estrange it. We love the Word of God. But that don't make me any better than somebody down here at the Church of Christ who may be saved, or the guy down at the Methodist Church may be saved. I'm not any better than he is. He may be a holier guy than I am, holier woman than I am. So the thing that we do, we want to accomplish something. If you want to be something for God, if you want the Word of God to be effectual in you, then we've got to grab a hold of that power of God and let it accomplish what we're willing to let it accomplish. And we do that through the Word. There's a willingness and there's the Word of God. And there's a way to do it. And we do it God's way. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. We don't choose our ways. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So the moment that we allow God to give us our marching orders, that's when we'll start to become effective in the ministry. And you can spend years and years in a ministry and not doing, really accomplishing anything for God. I don't want to be that person. You don't want to be that person. We don't want to be that church. We want to display all the fruit of the Spirit, the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. We want to represent our sovereign as ambassadors of Christ in the very best possible light that we can represent Him. And we need to be about the doing of it. So there should be a performance of those things. There, we need to find out what God wants us to do individually. What does God want you to do? What did God give you talent to do? And then we look to the Word of God, and there's power in the Word. Now to him that is able to do Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, watch it, according to the power that worketh in us. My. The word of God, our text says, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Don't neglect that word. Man, there's power in that word. I'm funny about my soul winning. I like to let those folks read the Word of God because there's power in that word. The Lord said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The Bible says, at the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every matter be established. So if I've got the Spirit of God indwelling me and I have the Spirit that's in the Word of God, and I'm witnessing to someone, let them read the Word of God. That presence of that Spirit is there. The wit is witnessed by the Holy Spirit that indwells me. And that's where the power comes on the drawing and the trying to lead someone to Jesus Christ. I don't have the power. The Holy Spirit does that. Normally, before I try to win a soul to Christ, I pray over them. I ask God to, I pray for God to give that fellow a yielded spirit and a teachable spirit and a heart that longs for God. I ask God to open that door because I don't have any power of myself. It's the power, the Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. Hey, the same Word of God that is preached to you here today, the Lord spake with that same Word, the Lord spake the worlds into existence, the Bible said. Man, there's some things we're going to learn about the Word of God when we get to glory that I don't have all that figured out. Through faith, Hebrews 11:3, through faith we understand, watch it, that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. It's like God says it and it happens. I can't figure that out. That's power way beyond anything I can comprehend. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Same, the beginning was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, the Word. And without Him, the Word was not anything made that was made. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That's Jesus Christ. Wow. The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:5 that by the Word of God, the heavens were of old. Solomon said this. He said, "Have not," Proverbs 22:20, "Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge?" Then he said, "That I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth." It says they're settled forever in heaven. Wow. That's why it's so critical that we respect that Word of God. Don't question it. Don't question it. The reason many of us never see the miraculous power in of God in our lives, and we never see that effectual working of God's power, it's because a lot of times we just don't believe it. If you don't believe what that book says, you're never going to learn a whole lot. God, Lord God respects faith. Without faith, it is impossible to believe Him. God told Abraham, said, I tell you what, you believe what I told you. He told Abraham he was going to have a son in his old age. Sarah laughed. You know, I often wonder about Sarah's laugh there. Not that she was laughing at God, but I kind of, personal opinion, I can't prove it by Scripture. I kind of think it was one of these, one of those kind of exclamatory laughs. Wow. You see that kind of laugh? And she said, oh, I did laugh. Oh, yeah, you did. But the Bible says Abraham believed God. God said, now if you got faith enough to believe me, then I will count it to you for righteousness. Abraham believed God, and God counted it to him for righteousness. So not only do we understand the power of God's word, and the effectual working of that power has to do with faith in what God says He will do. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And we looked at that and we said, boy, I wish that was true. It is true. When I started here, there's no way. No way I could pastor a church. Freddie Martin up here with that banjo, that call hammer banjo singing, I can't make the sun to shine, but God can. God can do it if we believe it. Only believe. Only believe. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. 1 Thessalonians 2:13, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God which ye heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. What evidently makes that effective? When does it become effective? When you believe it. Isn't that what that said? But as it is in truth the word of God, watch it, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. So belief empowers the effectual working of His power. That's like putting faith in His faithfulness. Mustard seed grain of faith. How is that worded? The mustard seed grain, the little grain of faith, I can't say it, that we have. We step out on that little bit of faith, and then His faithfulness gets the job done. Wow. Stepping out in belief that God's going to do what He says He'll do. Well, if only I had the faith to believe it. Boy, how many times have I heard that? Someone asked you, said, well, how do I get faith? The Bible answers that question. Faith, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you lack faith, get in the book. Go hear some preaching. It comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10:7. Does that make sense? Faith cometh by hearing. God says the more you hear the word of God, the more faith you'll have. The more faith you'll have in it. That it will be effectual in your life. Romans 10:14. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And some folks just refuse to put themselves under Bible preaching. They don't want to hear any preaching. Listen, that God chose preaching. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:21, it said, "For it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." And a fellow said, "Well, I never understood that verse about the foolishness of preaching until I saw Tom Holt preach." A lot of Christians today, they'll go to God for salvation, but they'll refuse to go to God's house and submit to Bible preaching. What's that about? You're trying to do it your way. There's a lot of Christians just try to do it. It's, well, me and God, me and Jesus, we got our own thing going. Me and Jesus, we got it all worked out. I love Tom T. Hall, but God uses a local church. God has a church. Jesus loved the church and gave himself for it. Hosea 4:6, the Bible says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They just don't know." He told the Pharisees, and Jesus answered, I'm in Mark 12:24, and Jesus answering said unto them, "Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the Scriptures, neither the power of God?" Man, if you'll cry him out, God will give you a little dose of God's, of his power. Prove me herewith and see. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Try him out. Once you get a little dose of God's power, you'll want more of it. You'll want to see more of it. You'll expect more of it. A lot of times our prayers aren't answered because we don't expect anything to be answered. I've told that story over the years in this church about the kid that took the ACT back years ago when it was like a perfect score was 100 and he scored a 90 on it. And he went to college, and that first semester he got C's and a couple B's. And the dean of students called him in and said, "What's wrong with you?" He said, "Why are you not doing better?" He said, "Well, I've just got a 90 IQ. He thought that 90 was his IQ. And the dean said, "No, that means that you're in the top 10 percentile in intelligence in the nation." The next semester, that kid got a 4.0. What happened? He didn't expect to do well, so he didn't do well. They referred to that as the law of expectation and belief. If you expect something, it's usually a self-fulfilling prophecy. Whatever you, if you expect, I've seen girls that have grown up in poor homes and a lot of craziness and drama going on in the home, and they'll run off with the first guy that they run across, and usually have a struggle all their life. And you know why? Because they never expected to be anybody. So they set that standard so low, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You don't expect to be anything, you won't be anything. You don't expect God to demonstrate his power in your life, guess what? I went to school with kids that everyone in their family had college degrees. It was a foregone conclusion that they were going to go to Purdue, they were going to get their bachelor's degree, they were going to go to Indiana University, get a bachelor's degree in this, one is going to get a master's in. They knew it. They expected it to happen, and everything that they did in their life revolved around that expectation, that goal that you don't stop till you get here. But many times as Christians, we'll stop way down here when God's got all this up here waiting on us. We don't believe him. We don't trust him, and we don't expect it to happen. Ye have not because ye ask not. The law of expectation and belief. My, let me see. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Isaiah 34:16, seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. None shall want her maid. For her mouth it hath commanded. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit it hath gathered them. For I determined, Paul said, I am determined not to know anything among you save Christ, Jesus Christ, and him crucified. How do you find out about Jesus Christ? You read the book. You read the book that he wrote. Search John 5:39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. Man, it all comes together. It all comes together that the power of God is there for us. God wants to be his word to be effectual in our lives. He wants to part that Red Sea for you. He wants to let the sun stand still for you. He's done it for me a couple times. Sun has stood still for me a couple times. When I knew that God was doing it. If you're in here tonight and you've been saved very long, I can guarantee that there's something that has happened in your life that you absolutely cannot explain outside of the supernatural intervention of God. But we're Baptists. We don't talk about that kind of stuff. We don't like that hocus pocus stuff. We don't. Things that have happened in my life, I knew God did. Miraculous things in my life. He told the children of Israel, he said, how oft would I gather you together like a hen that gathers her chicks under her wings, and you would not. Another place said, for ye have limited the Holy One of Israel. Know that his word is effectual to them that believe it. It's not going to do you any good to read it if you don't believe it. Duh. It'd be like cooking from a recipe. You look at the recipe and said, well, I like part of that, but don't like all of it. It's not going to turn out. Don't you want your life to turn out to the glory of God, knowing that you trusted? You believed in him. Belief. Boy, that's so. 70 times that Bible talks salvation-wise about believing. Even talked about the harlot Rahab over there in Hebrews 11. Says, she perished not with them that believed not. Oh, taste the Lord and see that he is good. For I'm not ashamed, Paul said, of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first and also to the Greek. The psalmist said this, Psalms 138:2 says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above thy name. I don't understand all that. I don't get all that. I've never read anybody that does. I believe it. If God says it, I believe it. That's why, and Brother Phil Gabbard and I have talked about this. Someone gets saved. The Lord said that you must come to Christ as a child. You receive Christ as a child. When a child comes for salvation, they don't get it all. They don't understand all the intricacies of salvation. They just know that they're a sinner and they need a Savior. They want to go to heaven. They come to Christ. They just believe. Simple faith. God said it, I believe it. Thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in thine heart God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believe it. You understand you're saved. You don't doubt your salvation. But sometimes we just doubt the power of God and what he will do if we step out by faith and believe not only that he can do it, but that he will do it. And I'm not trying to talk God out of anything that it's his will to do. Usually if I go to God, a prayer request for someone, I say, Lord, if there's any way that you can do this within your will, Lord, I pray you do it. Why do you act that boldly? Because the Bible says, come boldly before the throne of grace that you might receive help in the time of need. So I come boldly. Not because of me. The Bible says, for we have boldness and access because of the faith of him. It's his faithfulness that gives me boldness. Don't think when you're asking God for something and you're asking it in the name of Jesus Christ, it's because of what a good boy you've been or what a good girl you've been. It's because of Jesus Christ for his name's sake and because I've trusted in him and he indwells my soul. And I'm asking you in his name. That's the name that opens all of God's doors. The name of Jesus Christ. Trust and obey. Believe what he says. Not only for salvation, but for even the little thing. I lose my keys. I ask God to find my keys for me. Now, how silly is it? Well, I come to him with the little things as well as the big things. Jeff sings, I ask the Lord that Jeff sing on key. Well, he don't always answer prayer, but no. What I'm saying is go to God with all these things. What's a verse I preached on the other day, Psalms 57:2? I will seek unto God Most High who performeth all things for me. He loves us. You know why he loves us? Because his son died for us. He wants to do good things for us. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Let that power work in your life. Reach out. Reach out by faith and believe it. Said, God, if you say it, I'm going to believe it. Prove me herewith and see if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, there is not room enough to receive. I'm done. Everyone stand up tonight.